Sanford in goal from the four. DT flanked left. Norwood green and Sanders right. Simeon looks left, throws to DT. Touchdown, Denver. Demaryius Thomas, he beats Kareem Jackson. And a laser from Trevor Siemian on just a simple outcut. 2 yards deep in the end zone, and the Broncos have their second touchdown
of the season. And what a difference 10 days can make in the NFL season. Just like that, the Broncos improve their record to 5-2 on the season and defeat the Houston Texans by a final score of 27-9 on Monday Night Football and spoil Brock Osweiler's homecoming to Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Welcome into the Lockdown Broncos podcast. My name is Adam Kinney. I'm the host of this show. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio. You can follow the show account at Lockdown Broncos. Broncos get a big win on Monday Night Football against Brock Osweiler, and they do not do him any favors and make him look good in this one. Let's get into your game recap right off the bat here. We got a lot to get to. So we'll start. The Texans get the ball, and Brock gets his first opportunity against the Broncos vaunted defense, and the Broncos force Osweiler to go three and out. A couple three and outs later, both the teams are kind of exchanging punts at this point. And it seemed like the Broncos, I talked about it all week, you need to run the football, and we'll get to that and how they were able to finally have some success in that area. But early on, it seemed like they were coming out, the game plan was, or the script that Gary Kubiak had going into this game was going to be able to throw the football. I think five of their first six plays were passing attempts, and then they did have some runs that they trickled in there. Russell Okung got hit with a holding call early on that stalled a drive. So, you know, some things happened on the Texans' third possession of the game. Brock gets them down into Denver territory before the drive ultimately stalls with a 43-yard field goal by Nick Novak, which is good, which then gives the Texans a 3-0 lead early on in the first quarter. We're just 6 minutes in. So, hey, so far so good for Bill O'Brien and Brock Osweiler. You go on the road in your first couple possessions, and you're in the first 7 minutes of the game, and you get a lead on the road against one of the best defenses of the NFL. Hey, everything's going great, right? And then the Broncos get the football back. They're not able to do anything. Once again, a penalty stalls a drive on a holding call on Russell Okung, who I didn't even know that it seemed like it was leaning towards him not even playing this game. So, you know, kudos to him for having the durability and stability to come out and play in this one and give it all of his that he had. But Okung gets nicked for a couple penalties early on. Next Texans drive, once again, is a 10-play drive that goes 74 yards and once again ends in a Nick Novak field goal. Once again, 43 yards. That gives the Texans a 6-0 lead, and the Broncos get their next possession, which is going to bring them into the second quarter, where is where they first really start getting some things rolling on the offensive side of the ball, and that is a big part to do by the mix of both C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker, where they were splitting carries more yesterday. I'll get you the carry totals when we get to the stats at the end of this thing, but they started to change pace a little bit. You saw some pitches out of the backfield to Devontae Booker, some more east-west running compared to just north-south, which is what they tried to do with both C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker. I liked the game plan. I liked the mix of the backs, and I liked the different running styles that both of these backs brought into the game. And then C.J. Anderson finally, after a 48-yard drive, punches it into the end zone and gives the Broncos a 7-6 lead.
Siemian under center. C.J. Anderson 7 yards behind him. Handoff right side. He bends it back. C.J. Anderson full head of steam to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. And finally, something to be happy about here for the Bronco fans as Denver puts together an excellent drive.
And the next ensuing possession for the Texans after the Broncos take a 7-6 lead after that C.J. Anderson touchdown, it results in a quick three and out by Brock Osweiler and the Houston Texans, which gives the Broncos the football back. And now the playbook's opening up a little bit. You're seeing Trevor Siemian be able to have some success finding Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, both in deep routes and just kind of in the flat. It was funny, they showed us a statistic during the broadcast on Monday night about how Trevor Siemian has the highest completion percentage among quarterbacks for 10 yards and in the entire NFL, and then he has attempted the least amount of throws deep down the field of 20-plus yards, I believe, of any quarterback in the NFL. But I also think it's kind of funny, I believe two of his eight touchdowns on the season have come on deep balls to either of these two wide receivers. So it's not like he's incapable of doing that. And you did see it in this game where he was able to find Emmanuel Sanders for a long connection. But this drive is going to end in a touchdown again, this time by the thanks of Demaryius Thomas.
Third and goal from the four. DT flanked left. Norwood green and Sanders right. Siemian looks left, throws to DT. Touchdown, Denver! Demaryius Thomas, he beats Kareem Jackson. And a laser from Trevor Siemian on just a simple outcut. 2 yards deep in the end zone, and the Broncos have their second touchdown of this first half.
Broncos take the lead 14-6. The Texans do get the ball back to try and threaten and do something before the end of the half, but Brock Osweiler has no such luck with the Houston offense. At this point, Lamar Miller, he's banged up. He's on the sideline with a shoulder injury. He didn't really play much of a factor the rest of the game. A team like Alfred Blue was able to come in and kind of mix things up a little bit and be able to contribute in the running game for the Texans, but not enough to focus a game plan around. And once again, the Broncos defense just suffocates any of its opposing wide receiver threats between DeAndre Hopkins and anybody else that Brock tried to throw the football to. So the Texans aren't able to do anything. The Broncos get the ball back just before half, but they're happy. They're content going into halftime with their 14-6 lead, and they're going to try and just manage their way to a victory here in the second half. Before we get to the second half highlights, I want to remind you that this episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. If you had any trouble getting in the building to Sports Authority Field at Mile High on Monday night for this Monday night game against the Texans and the Broncos, you should have downloaded the SeatGeek app. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets on the football games that you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats that you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I find to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and just with a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching the multiple ticket sites. Price can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value, and you'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all my listeners of this show get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. That's right. Here's how you do it. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter my promo code LO Broncos for Locked On Broncos. LO Broncos. SeatGeek's going to send you your $20 after you made your first ticket purchase, and it's easy as that. So download the SeatGeek app today and enter promo code LO Broncos. All right, getting into the second half highlights here between the Broncos and Texans. Broncos hold a 14-6 lead going into the second half of this one, and the Broncos go 3 and out quickly, a drive that does not do anything, turning it back over to the Houston Texans, and the Texans would once again, they march down the field, and they're able to get some points on the board, but it's just not in the bunches that they need. Another field goal is what they have to settle for. This time, a little bit closer, they get all the way down to the Denver 11-yard line before Nick Novak has to settle for a 29-yard field goal, which is good, which now brings the score 14-9. Broncos get the ball back. They go 6 and out before the Texans give way to a big scoring opportunity for the Broncos set up by a fumble. Alfred Blue fumbles the football, forced by TJ Ward and recovered by Todd Davis at the Denver 27-yard line. So the Broncos still have to drive a pretty long length of the field, but the turnovers creating an opportunity for the offense, and then it's just a bunch of run plays which set up a big deep pass that I mentioned earlier, thrown to Emmanuel Sanders, a 31-yard gain. Andy Janovich, you know, it was funny, they're wearing these old throwback uniforms. You saw the Ring of Fame stuff at halftime with John Lynch, Simon Fletcher, and Jason Elam, and you saw some plays from the, you know, late 90s Broncos where you see, you know, John Elway running a bootleg to his left and dumping it off to Howard Griffith, but tonight, or last night rather, it was Trevor Siemian running a bootleg and dumping it off to his rookie fullback, Andy Janovich. So, you know, kind of fun to see some of these nostalgic plays being ran in the Gary Kubiak system, but this drive is going to end in the killer, which ends up being a touchdown from the rookie running back, his first career touchdown, Devontae Booker.
Booker is behind Janovich. Now DT's in the game as a wing. He comes in motion. They run it straight ahead, and this is going to be Booker to the end zone. Booker with a Denver touchdown. They took a while to give the signal, but indeed it is a touchdown for Devontae Booker.
Next Texans possession is going to take us into the fourth quarter, and the Broncos now have a commanding 21-9 lead, although with, you know, an entire quarter play now entering into the fourth quarter, anything can happen. You saw what Brock Osweiler was able to do with the Houston Texans on Sunday Night Football the week before against the Colts. He might be able to lead them back a little bit. So this was the drive that was going to get things going for the Texans, but it fell short because of a very odd play and a strange fumble that Brock Osweiler threw a pass that ended up being ruled a fumble. Nobody touched him, but it's not ruled a forward pass, and it's ruled a fumble, and the Broncos get the football once again.
Osweiler in the shotgun formation, no backs. Brock with time, and the ball slipped out of his hands, incomplete. Flag in the secondary. I think that ball slipped out of Brock's hand.
Ruling on the field is a fumble, recovered by the defense, and dropped at this point. It is Denver's ball.
And there was no contact with Osweiler. Here's the ruling. They're waiting for...
After review, the ruling on the field stands. First down, Denver.
And that's about as bad as it gets. Your quarterback doesn't get hit, but he fumbles the football on an errant throw attempt.
So the Broncos end up with the football back after that wacky play. Calls courtesy there of the Houston Texans radio network. That's the only highlight that we have for them, and it was a pretty much as low of a light as you could possibly get. But this is going to give the Broncos the football back, and... you know, well inside Houston territory. It's really unfortunate the Broncos weren't able to punch this thing in and really put the game out of reach, but it didn't really end up mattering at the end. But they get all the way down to the Houston Texans 3-yard line before Brandon McManus has to settle for a 22-yard field goal, which is good, which then brings the Broncos score 24-9. And the rest of the game was just Brock trying to throw some shit on the wall and hope that it sticks. And it didn't end up working out for the former Denver Broncos quarterback. The Broncos kick one more field goal in this thing, and the final score ends up being 27-9. The Broncos get a little bit of revenge on their quarterback that left them for $72 million in the offseason.
Big win for the Broncos, no question about that. They see their record increase to 5-2. They're tied with the Raiders for the first spot in the AFC West. Kansas City is 4-2, and San Diego with two straight wins, one of those against the Broncos, now 3-4. Simeon will take a snap and a knee, and it is over here in Denver.
And the Broncos will have those San Diego Chargers next week at Sports Authority Field at Mile High, trying to get a little bit of revenge themselves against the Chargers. But they keep pace with the Raiders in the division, as crazy as that is to say, but that's the world that we're living in right now this NFL season. But here's Gary Kubiak in his first week back as the head coach of the Denver Broncos after being sidelined with that illness, and just on his team's performance.
We really got off to a rough start, made two big third downs early in the game. They got called back for holding calls, had a bunch of penalties. The thing I'm proud of, we stuck with our game plan. We needed to play physical, win the line of scrimmage, and defensively we held them some field goals. Offensively, we got to go in the second quarter. So just looking at the big picture, good defense, good red zone play offensively, winning turnover battle, you know, it gives you a chance to win in this league. Coaches get game balls when players play good, I can tell you that, you know, and our players played really well tonight. But I'm proud of them because I asked them to do some things for me over the course of the last 10, 11 days. Kind of regroup ourselves a little bit. You got to do that in this league sometimes, and they did. They responded. You could tell last night they're very locked in, ready to play.
So there's the Broncos head coach, and you hope with 10 days of rest that they'd be ready to play, and he gave them the game plan to do absolutely just that. And I'll get to the stats here in a second. Some more post-game commentary reaction. We will now go to Brock Osweiler on what he thought of the reception that he received at Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
When you walked out and got the reception, was that the reception you thought you'd get, and were you surprised at maybe the boos that you heard, or is that kind of what you expected coming in today?
I was definitely not surprised by that. You know, I assumed, you know, I'd get a lot of boos. In fact, I thought it'd be a little bit louder with those boos. Trevor and myself, we've always viewed each other as starting quarterbacks in this league. I have nothing but respect for Trevor. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's an even better teammate. I'm extremely happy for the success that he's had this year in leading the Broncos. And, you know, it's fun to see him get his opportunity and play so well.
And finally, the last quote here on Brock. This one comes from former teammate Von Miller on playing against his former quarterback.
Von, did you have any words for Brock while you're on the field, one way or the other?
Yeah, I did. You know, it was one play where I spun him around and came inside. You know, he could have just laid down and take the sack, but, you know, he didn't. So I was like, man, why are you going to lay down and take the sack? You know, he said he saw me. Every time I came inside, he's like, I see you. But, you know, like I said before, me and Brock, you know, we're good. I love that guy. You know, I wish him the best. You know, I want to see him, you know, be the type of quarterback that we all know he can be. It's nothing but positive vibes from me to Brock.
There you have it. That's enough of the talk on Brock Osweiler's return. Let's get into some stats here on how this played out in the Broncos' 27-9 victory over the Texans. Obviously, only 3 field goals for the Texans, so not much to talk about offensively for them. Brock Osweiler, 22-41 for only 131 yards. If you only get 131 yards on 41 attempts, that's a very, very poor showing against the top-ranked pass defense in the National Football League that the Denver Broncos have. DeAndre Hopkins, he's held to 5 receptions for 36 yards. He was the leading receiver, while Alfred Blue gets 11 carries for 63 yards on the ground, splitting time with Lamar Miller, who also gets 11 carries for 61 yards. But those are all the offensive stats to talk about for the Texans. Flipping over to the Broncos side of things, what a difference, like I said at the top of the show, 10 days makes in the NFL, and Trevor Siemian only throws the ball 25 times, which is exactly what probably the pitch count that you want Trevor Siemian to be on. 14 or 25, very efficient, 157 yards and 1 touchdown. And very quietly, he has 8 touchdown passes and only 3 interceptions on the season as the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. So a very, very well-managed game for Trevor Siemian against his former second-string quarterback, who he looked up to in the Broncos locker room in Brock Osweiler. But a very good game for Siemian. Running the ball, C.J. Anderson, 16 carries for 107 yards in the touchdown, the highlight that you heard. While Devontae Booker actually out-touches C.J. Anderson in this one, 17 carries for 83 yards and his first career touchdown. I mean, that's exactly how I was talking about it all week. You needed to get a tandem from these two guys, and that's when the Broncos running game was at its best, and that's what really was the key factor in this victory for the team. Emmanuel Sanders, 4 receptions for 86 yards, no touchdown. While Demaryius Thomas gets you 6 receptions for 40 yards and 1 touchdown on the day. Andy Janovich is the next leading receiver with a 12-yard reception that I mentioned before. But game balls, you got to give them to Trevor Siemian for managing the game so well. The Broncos running attack, and then finally Gary Kubiak just for, you know, getting his team composed once again. This is a big, both teams came into this matchup with a 4-2 record. Yeah, I mentioned it in my preview leading up to the game. You don't know how this is going to affect, you know, postseason standings. Is their positioning for the AFC playoff picture, and the Broncos are now going to have the tiebreaker over the Texans, and they keep pace with the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs, who are now 4-2. They've already played their bye, so they're a half game behind the Broncos in that standpoint. But a great, great win for the Broncos on Monday night, and they're going to have a quick turnaround now against the San Diego Chargers. Make sure you're tuning in all week here on the Locked On Broncos podcast. This is going to do it for us today, but subscribe on iTunes, like us on Audio Boom, and thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio, and follow the show account at Locked On Broncos. We'll see you next time on the Locked On Broncos podcast.